Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Jeannie Wijnaldum was labelled with this all the time. It's like, what does he do? He doesn't score much, which was fair. He didn't score too many. When he did, they were often big goals. Does he create anything? No, not really. Not like the most creative player. All the creativity was coming from Trent, maybe from Andy Robertson at that time. Are we at a point where, like, is it the role? Is Curtis doing the Jeannie Wijnaldum? Is he getting clubs like Liverpool 2.0 version of Jeannie? Someone who is comfortable getting the ball. We've seen on the he receives the ball well, as the stats show there. Mm. He plays progressive passes. Yeah, he does that as well. But you're not getting that end product. That kind of does describe a bit of Jeannie Wijnaldum.
Yeah, he is very similar to Jeannie, I think, in terms of his profile and that and what he offers and stuff. But then I don't think it's the same role. I think obviously the system's changed. We've now got a midfield box at times because Trent is inverting. Jones is now playing much higher up, whereas Wijnaldum was a lot more responsible for covering as fullback. You know, Robertson was advancing, wasn't he?
Yeah.
So I think the difference in that sense, but in terms of, I suppose, if you imagine like Liverpool as a recipe, if you think of that, like Jones, I think, is offering similar ingredients, if you like, to what Wijnaldum was offering, in the sense that he never loses the ball, which we will touch on. Very press resistant, can get out of pressure and stuff. Isn't particularly creative, as we've just touched on. Wijnaldum just never created chances. He did arrive late in the box at times and score massive goals for Liverpool, but he was never really much of a creative spark who, I'll put it this way, I think if you had Wijnaldum on the ball in the centre circle as an opponent, you wouldn't really be particularly worried, would you? I think that's one of the reasons maybe why we upgraded and looked towards Thiago, who was similar in the sense of keeping the ball, but was just a lot more penetrative with his passing.
Do you think as well, going back to that, obviously the creative sparks of his here, there's only so many chances you can make, a team can make. Yeah. And if Mo Salah's making like 15 of them, and Szoboszlai and Robertson are making 10s each, you know, like someone's got, is it just a case of that the attackers are going different way? Because I was thinking, rather than playing the final pass, is Curtis playing the pass to the pass? You know, because what I've noticed is, like, Salah's making a lot of chances for players. It used to be Salah might have been the man getting on the end of chances.
Yeah.
You know, does this new system facilitate this point where, rather than being the man to feed the Nunes or feed the Salah or feed the Diaz, actually, you're the man feeding them to feed somebody else, you get what I'm saying?
Yeah, well, this is one of the reasons why he is so important for me, because I think earlier in the season, if you think of Chelsea in particular, I think that was a good example of that game. Liverpool played with like an entire team of forwards. I think, off the top of my head, I might be wrong in saying this, to be honest. Did Jones play that game?
No, he didn't.
He was injured, wasn't he? Yeah, so I think Klopp played Gakpo in Jones's role, didn't he? Yeah. Forwards everywhere and that. And I think we posted something like 35% possession. Yeah. And Klopp, in his next presser, said it was an absolute joke.
Yeah, it's human.
Yeah, he said it was not the intent. You know, it just kind of happened. And I think a lot of that stemmed from just so many attacking players on the pitch. If everyone is trying to create chances, mate, that's what happens. And it turns into basketball, you're losing the ball all the time, lots of turnovers, chaos. And when it's like that, for example, you can't really accommodate a Nunes, because Nunes is going to make the game even more chaotic, and you end up just, it's just like a war. It's like a war zone, mate, on the pitch.
I suppose, like I say, going back to the Wijnaldum comparison, that was kind of one of the things we always said about Wijnaldum, and it was always like, he's always getting picked for the start, so he must be doing with Sutton, right? But he does, he offers you that control, the press resistance, actually good at the press as well, something that Curtis did. And obviously, there's another viz here. Obviously, it's last year, but it's players who retain possession in the Premier League. It's comparing basically everyone from last season. And Curtis, again, he features highly on this. That was something that I always felt with Wijnaldum. It was that you could give him the ball in any situation, and he'd do it in a different way than Curtis. Wijnaldum might have been a bit more physical about it. Curtis, you mentioned before, is he too slow on the ball? perhaps that's what this is coming back to, is that he never gives it away.
Yeah.
Like, he's all, you know, look at his passing accuracy. It's third on that list of midfielders last year, if you want to talk through that. But
yeah,
that's obviously what Jürgen wants in this player. There's got to be someone who is offering you that bit of control and that bit of calm.
Yeah,
you can't play a footy game at 90 miles an hour for 90 minutes. It's just going to be chaos. And you saw that Chelsea game was a little bit like this. Liverpool were hanging on. In that game, they were crying out for someone to just keep the ball, get your foot on the ball, give your defenders a break. And it looks like the Statue of Curtis is the man for that job, which Wijnaldum often was as well.
Yeah, well, if you think of like Firmino, for example, Firmino's left the club. And I think elements of what Firmino offered in the final third, he wasn't much of an output merchant, really, but he offered kind of like almost like a glue in the most pressurised area of the pitch. Yeah. He made the ball stick, allowed Liverpool to kind of build these attacks and sustain attacks crucially and probe kind of thing. And that's what Jones is offering now, I think. And again, going back to that visit that you've just mentioned there, this is midfielders only, Premier League last season, and every player there attempted a minimum of 650 passes in the Premier League. So Jones, as you can see...
Are you happy with those sample size numbers you went to, please? Are you good with them ones?
No, this is much better, yeah. I should have just used this for a long time, to be honest. But I think one of the interesting things about this is if you look at the names around Jones, there's a familiar theme there in that all of those players are deep-lying players, basically.
Rodri's top, Basuma's second, Jones is there, then you've got Casado and Fabinho and Højbjerg and Endo Fernandez and Thomas Partey.
Yeah, yeah. See what I mean?
They're DMs. They're lads who are playing at the base of a midfield. Yeah,
yeah. They're all the lads who are focusing on being a six, being a whole midfield player, and they're basically just playing 5-yard passes to the most creative lad on the pitch.
That's very interesting because looking down, Lamina, yeah, Declan Rice, yeah, Lavia, we know about him, Samari, yeah, Kovacic, Skip. I mean, there's a few others outlined. Ndidi, Idrissa Gueye. They are. It's a lot of DMs.
Yeah,
it feels like. For an attacking player to be so high on that listing where Curtis is, is that hugely impressive? Am I wrong to say that? Because it does stand out, doesn't it?
Yeah, it is really unique. It if you look at his data, look at his numbers and that, it's an area that really stands out in comparison to the typical player who will play that high up the pitch. Like if you think of them off the top of your head, you think of like De Bruyne, Bruno, James Maddison, you know, all them players and they create so much, but as a result of creating so much, they lose the ball all the time. And if you think of Liverpool, Trent creates an absolute ton. Salah, Nunes, Diaz, Gakpo, you know, Szoboszlai, you've got loads and loads and loads of them. Jones really doesn't have to do it, mate. In the confines of this team, if he can be kind of this, almost like a balancer, like a counterweight to the team, He can offer so much value doing that and that alone.
That is Wijnaldum. You've just described Wijnaldum. Yeah. It's a different setup. But that was Genie's job. Yeah. Genie's job was to win the ball, keep the ball, pass it to the good lads and let them sort the good stuff out. He probably had a bit more defensive responsibility than Jones perhaps has in this, but you can see why people are, you know, when you mention like the Wijnaldum comparison, like you say, it's a different system, but his job within the team feels like very, very, very similar. And maybe that is the criticism. Genie got loads of it. And then all of a sudden he wasn't playing once and you'd be like, oh my God, we really miss Genie Wijnaldum.
Yeah.
We've Curtis had a couple of injuries at the start of the season. And I remember he was fit for Villa. He was just straight back in the team. It does feel like...
Villa game, by the way, was our best of the
best game, yeah. And it does feel like Jürgen's gone, no, we need that. We've got all this creativity. We've got all these lads, like you say, trying things. Bear in mind, we haven't actually got a proper number six. So if you keep giving the ball away all the time,
exactly,
this poor lad behind is going to be in trouble. For me, it's a no-brainer. He's doing what he's meant to do.
Yeah,
this is the Genie Wijnaldum conversation that we had 5 years ago.
Definitely. If you put Bruno Fernandes there, he would probably create a lot more. He'd lose the ball a lot more, and it'd have a massive impact on the system. I don't think it'd be a positive impact. I think it'd be a negative one. I think it'd result in Liverpool losing a bit of control.
Yeah.
And if you think of the nature of this system, and it's the kind of system that. We only form this shape when we've got possession secured. We still defend with 4-3-3. So if you're forming a new shape when you've got possession, you need to hold possession first to form that shape so that Trent can come inside and all that. And then if you can get the ball in the final third and things and everyone pushes up a little bit, Robertson's down here a little bit and things like that, that's then when you start probing because you've got the box in shape and things. And if you lose the ball now, then you've got this kind of central box to go and immediately press. Curtis Jones has been brilliant at that, by the way. His pressing's been off the scale.
Yeah.
And you regain the ball and you restart in the same shape, and you don't really get beaten very often on a transition, conceding counter attacks all the time, because you've got such a structure to go and immediately regain the ball if you lose it. So he's perfect for it. It's similar to Wijnaldum in the sense of the dynamic that he's offering on the pitch, the elements that he's adding to the team. But again, going back to the system, positionally and stuff like that, it's slightly different. So you could argue maybe it's an evolution.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.